President Xi Jinping has extended greetings to farmers and people working in agricultural and rural fronts on the eve of the third Chinese Farmers' Harvest Festival. He has stressed the fostering of an atmosphere of the whole society, paying attention to agriculture in rural areas and caring for the welfare of farmers. China launched its first harvest festival for its farmers in 2018. It falls every year on the autumnal equinox, one of the 24 solar terms of the Chinese calendar during the country's agricultural harvest season. China says it will take legitimate countermeasures in response to recent visits of U.S. high-ranking officials to Taiwan, including measures targeting relevant individuals. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Wang Wenbin has urged the U.S. side to stop any form of official exchanges with the island. The remarks come after U.S. Undersecretary of State Keith Clark visited Taiwan last week and met its leader Tsai Ing-wen following U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar's visit in August. China has issued a master plan for three new pilot free trade zones in Beijing, Hunan and Anhui amid efforts to elevate the country's opening up to a higher level. Beijing will focus on building an innovation center, accelerating the expansion of trade in services and boosting the digital economy. Central China's Hunan province will focus on building a world-class advanced manufacturing cluster. Hunan will also seek the promotion of coordinated development of services industries with Guangdong, Hong Kong and Macau. Anhui province is expected to set the standard for opening up in the inland region, capitalizing on its pioneering role in scientific and technological innovation. The State Council has also adopted a plan to expand the area of the pilot free trade zone in Zhejiang, including building a new type of international trade center. An aircraft carrying 74 Chinese students has left China's Chongqing for Manchester, Britain. It's the first charter flight operated by Chinese airlines for students returning abroad for school resumption since the COVID-19 outbreak. Starting from Monday to November 15th, some 20,000 students from across the country will arrive at Chongqing, and more than 90 direct flights arranged by Hainan Airlines will fly them to Manchester and Bristol. China has sent a new ocean monitoring satellite into orbit. It's the country's third ocean dynamic environment satellite. China will launch another satellite to form a network to carry out high-precision maritime environment monitoring. Britain's Chief Scientific Officer Patrick Vallance says the new coronavirus epidemic is doubling roughly every 7 days in the UK. Hospitalizations are also doubling in 7 to 8 days, leading to more deaths.
The virus has genetically moved a bit, but it has not changed in terms of its propensity and its ability to cause disease and to cause death, even though, of course, most of the disease deaths occur in the older population.
Vallance adds that if nothing is done, new infections could rise to 50,000 a day by mid-October. India has recorded nearly 87,000 new cases of the coronavirus in the past 24 hours, with another 1,130 deaths. India now has more than 5.4 million reported cases since the pandemic began, and is only behind the United States in the number of COVID-19 cases. India's total deaths in the pandemic now stand at more than 87,000. The country now has a little over 1 million active cases.